Chris and Kira.
Turn it up
on 2FM.
People seem to love when we do this, and I to be honest with you, I genuinely enjoy when we do this. Well, like, I look forward to doing this. You know, we, on pop music radio, which I guess is what you could call us, there is an awful lot of musical repetition. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, in Ireland, England, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada, blah blah blah. Basically, the charts are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. If you understand me, there is very little variation at all. There might be a few local variations, but it's generally pretty much the same 20 songs will be in the top 40 all the time. And even in countries like Spain and France, of like English-speaking countries, you don't get a whole lot of variety. So Kira and I, being the worldly cultured people that we are, we travel outside that, and every now and then we do on the show a top five from around the world. Where are we going this evening? We are going to, in fact, I believe they celebrated a new year yesterday.
Yes, they did. The year of the monkey, Chris.
Is that right?
Yep.
The year of the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for them and all of that. I hope it is a very prosperous year of the monkey. With them, though, it goes in rotation, if you get me. So then, like, the monkey will be back again in another few years.
Yep.
And yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, they celebrated a new year yesterday, I think. It is China. So let's do the top five in China. Now, it's interesting because Kira was telling me how these charts are compiled, because every country has a different way of compiling their top 40. Like, for example, in Ireland, it's literally based on sales. And then in some countries, it's based on the most requested songs to radio stations. It's a weird one. How does it work in China? Because Kira was explaining this to me.
Yeah, it is the top 10 most watched videos on this thing called yingyutai.com.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And that's have the.
It's great.
I was like, are you being serious? Because I know, Chris, that you've dabbled in Chinese and learning the Chinese language and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, Chris is going to know everything about China.
Yeah, I know a little bit.
Yeah. So it's the yingyutai.com, and basically it's the top 10 most watched videos of January 2016. That is how they compile them. But it is worth to note that Billboard have been working with Yingyutai as well and bringing kind of a similar chart to worldwide audience every week as well.
See, this is interesting because in a lot of places, they don't count things like online streams because they say they're not reliable. They say that they're too open to being fecked with, if you get me.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, these guys must have a really robust system.
Chris, think about it. China has a population of 1.357 billion people. So if you put that into context,
wow,
you could fit 295 Ireland's population-wise into China.
Wow. Like, when you think about it,
that's
like
bonkers.
How insignificant we are when you look put it on that context.
But if you also think of censorship in China,
yeah,
you know, you're kind of going, how the hell do they compile these charts anyway?
It's probably just the government's five favourite songs at the moment. It's probably actually what the charts are.
Well, seemingly, it's a bit of an eclectic mix, all right. There's some sassy female hip-hop, some sweet ballads, and seemingly, Chris, a song from Star Wars.
OMG! All right, look, you have me sold already. Here we go. I haven't heard these before, neither has Kira. We like to kind of listen to them for the first time with you, so we get our real reaction to
it. Yeah, and just to point out as well, the yingyutai.com is kind of China's biggest music video website. It's kind of their sort of version of YouTube.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so.
I get you. Well, look, here in, I love being my radio DJ self with the music, in at number five in the top five songs in China this week, it's Li Yuchun, also known as Chris Lee. She is a Chinese pop singer, actress, and let's have a listen to her song. Or him. I can't even tell. Sorry, actress, it's a girl, I think. Apparently, she rose to fame in November 2013 after winning the 2013 MTV Europe Music Award for Best Worldwide Act.
What?
Yeah, this sounds like a Eurovision entry to me.
Chris, that's exactly what I was thinking in
my
head.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm
really
not feeling this.
Eurovision entry.
Yeah, like a Eurovision entry that you wouldn't vote for. Let's hear the chorus. Oh, I hate it. Oh, this is horrible.
I feel like this would be a Eurovision entry from the Carpenters in 1968.
Yeah, this is desperate. Have we had enough of Li Yunchun?
I think so,
I
Chris.
Think so. Well, here we go. At number four,
I'm excited about this one.
Well, look, let's have a listen. Number four in China right now. This is the number four song out of 1.357 billion people. It's from Zdani Lee, who I think is kind of like an MIA / Nicki Minaj of China. Yeah.
Yes.
I like this.
I love it.
I like this girl. She's my girl. Yeah, girl. Apparently, she is considered a breath of fresh air, and the wording of some of her sexually explicit lyrics have caused controversy.
In China, I'd imagine that they have.
Did you hear what she just said there?
What did she
filthy,
just say?
Filthy. I can't even translate it. That's how dirty it was.
I like to think that, you know, if I was a female rapper in China, that sure. I would be Sandy Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, girl. All right, at number four in China, I really enjoy this. Sandy Lee. I don't even know the name of the song. Who cares? It's weird. All right, so far we're one out of two. You know, we're not doing badly. Let's move on to number three in China. Kira, yes. Who's this?
This is Lu Han, Chris, with a theme song from the latest Star Wars movie. Shake it to the ground now. Wanna feel the AOA.
Obviously, you'll notice as well that a lot of these dudes sing in English, of course, when they're trying to have a bigger hit. Apparently, he was used by Disney to promote Star Wars in China. Yeah. Oh, I could get into this. I like this part. They're going for a bit of EDM, I believe it would be called, in a record label.
Well, this guy, he's a Chinese singer and an actor who was a former member of the South Korean and Chinese boy band EXO, or XO. Wow.
I'm feeling the force, yeah, man.
Listen to this. In 2014, this dude, Lu Han, was the sixth among the top 10 most popular entertainment stars in the country of China, Chris, which, as we mentioned earlier on...
has 1.357 billion people.
Thank you. No. I'd imagine he's pretty famous.
Yeah, you see, this is what we don't realise. There's people in these countries that are more famous than any of our biggest superstars. Like, you think of Beyonce, right? There's a Beyonce in China that has 700 million fans. Do you know what I mean? Stuff we can't even comprehend. So there you go, number three, Lu Han. You giving a yes or a no to Lu Han, Kira?
I'm not mad about it.
No, neither am I. It was shaping up to be better than it was, if you get me. All right, here we go. This is Hua Qinyu.
And the song is called Aliens.
This is probably like China's Good Charlotte or like Linkin Park or something. Do you know
Linkin
what I mean?
Park in my head.
Yeah. This is probably like China's like Blink 182 kind of. I hate my parents.
Well, actually, he lived with his father during his childhood, and his father got married again when he was 10.
Bet he got lots of material in his music for that. I hate my stepmom.
He began to learn the flute at the age of 6 and started to learn the piano in the 5th grade when he realised the flute was not enough to express his point of view. I can't imagine get pretty angry with the flute.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine this guy that we're listening to now was happy with a flute. This is okay, I guess.
That's actually okay.
Yeah, I mean, nothing has topped our Nicki Minaj, our Chinese Nicki Minaj yet. However, Kira...
This reminds me of a song.
Five one five five two. What song does this remind Kira of? Kira, I know who you're thinking of. Hua Qinyu from China with his great song Aliens. Mm-hmm. Is that what the song was?
Radioactive is what it reminds me of.
Oh, really?
Radioactive.
Oh,
radioactive.
Right.
You know, can you hear it?
Imagine Dragons are crying right now after hearing you say that.
No, but in the chorus part.
All right, we'll do another chorus.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe it's in the same key or something, or same scale or whatever they say. There we go.
Right, I'm excited, Chris.
Well, that's because we're getting to number one. Kira, who is number one in China? What is the number one most popular song in China?
It's TF Boys with Big Dreamer.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, I hate it.
These guys are also known as the Fighting Boys. Let's listen
to this. Fighting Boys?
Yep.
The only thing these guys are having is sword fights. Oh, wow. These are the Fighting Boys, are they?
Yep.
Oh, wow, okay. I would not want these guys to have my back in a fight. Whatever fight it may be, I would rather fight on my own than have these guys in my corner. I was really looking forward to this because I was like, I saw it on the page and it's Big Dreamer, TF Boys. I was like, this is going to be a rap smash. And it's this.
Let's wait for the chorus.
Loads of them have Wang in their name as well.
I know, it's really funny. Roy Wang, Carrie Wang, and Wang Junkai.
I know him. And Wang Yan. Don't forget Wang Yan. This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
This is awful.
This is terrible. This is the number one song in China. And these are the fighting boys. China has a very different idea of what considered fighting.
Yeah,
I guess.
Fight with their reflection by the sounds of things.
No. You're fighting with each other over hair straighteners or something.
Honestly, Chris, I'm going to go with the song that's number four, which is Sandy Lee.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a real bad girl, MIA kind of vibe, you know. Nicki Minaj. Lady Lejeune. Yeah, girl.
Or like Kira, if she was Chinese.
Sure. Rapping. So yeah, well, here we go. I think she is the best out of all
of
them. But look,
definitely.
I have to say, sometimes we go to a country and I say, oh wow, that chart is awesome. I really enjoy that. This is not the case with China. China's very far away. I was never really planning on going there anyway, I can assure you. This has not swayed me at all. It's
I'd
just
still like
cements
to go
to me.
And see the Great Wall of China.
I suppose that would be all right. Yeah, girl, Beijing. And they're doing all the name dropping just like they do. I'm sure like Beijing is the cool place, if you get me. Come on now, girl. Yeah, I like that. I like those horns or whatever it is. Might be a cor anglais, I believe. But look, anyway, look, there we go. That's the top five songs from China. Very disappointing run all in all. Chris and Kira. Turn it up! On 2FM.